FBI, we recently got intel that you brought in a dealer, Terrell Rojas.
Hey, look who's here.
Detective Mueller's in the back from lunch here.
I'm sure he won't mind.
Well, he's a she.
I'm Special Agent Sarah Ashburn. Are you about to be interrogated by an officer?
I am an officer, and that's my perp.
Could you just close the door on the way out?
I'll shut the door on you. Will you lay down here, put your head in the door? And I'll slam it about 157,000 times.
Aw, girl, you better run.
Okay, here's the deal. I don't care if it's somewhat groundbreaking that The Heat is a female buddy cop movie. That doesn't make it funny, or entertaining, or even tolerable. Like other terrible buddy cop films such as Hollywood Homicide, Cop Out, and pretty much anything starring Martin Lawrence, The Heat is an awful movie with a shoddy storyline, irritating characters, and uncreative profanity for the sake of profanity. Sex has nothing to do with it. Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy play mismatched law enforcement officials trying to expose a drug ring in Boston. But that's irrelevant because the film is just an excuse for Bullock to be shrill and McCarthy to slather on her obnoxious behavior that has quickly become painful to watch. She's a much better comedian than this, and it's a shame she doesn't do something better. Cliched, boring, overlong, and excruciatingly unfunny, The Heat fizzles as soon as it begins. The Heat gets 1 star out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.